Blog Talk Radio.
Night here, October the 22nd, at least on the New York side, October 21 on the left side, and we are live for the next half an hour, talking sports, talking about other stuff. Oh, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. It is a Friday night. We hope your week has been fantastic. Yeah, I'm your host, Derek Felix, and we will be taking phone calls. Phone lines are heated up. The number is 424-675-8226. A lot of topics. The World Series looms. Cubs trying to get in. Hopefully this time they do. Indians are waiting. Cubs and Dodgers tomorrow night. Kyle Hendricks against Clay Kershaw. And we'll see what happens. That should be excellent. We got football stuff going on. Josh Brown, why is he still employed by the Giants? Oh, I know why. Because Jerry Reese is to blame. And at least they did sign Robbie Gould for the stupid London game. And why should football be played in London? Nobody cares about games in London. Nobody wants to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and watch football. Enough of the London crap, Roger Goodell, you freaking moron. That we can talk about. We can talk about the NBA. Yes, the NBA is starting early this year. Why can the NBA can start early, but the NHL can't? I wonder why. But the NBA is starting. I actually got a fantasy draft coming up. I don't even know what the hell's going on. I have two protects in it, and I can't even get the link to the friggin' league from Jay Beck. Good job there, Jay Beck. And he still thinks the Knicks have the best front line in basketball, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But the Knicks should be better this year. We can talk about that. We could also talk about the fake liberals and how stupid the liberal media is and how basically brainwashed they are by Hillary Clinton and Obama and just how disgusting it is and why this country's going to hell. A lot of stuff to talk about. So, and hockey, too. Rangers are 2-2. The Islanders have 2 wins. Devils have 1 win. Austin Matthews is a monster. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's bring in our co-host. He is from Las Vegas now and seems to be taking care of business there at Vegas G. He is LVPG, the one only John Gennario, originally from Chicago, big Cubs fan, and got to be ready to go for tomorrow after that. What's up?
What's going on, D-Flex? You're fired up. I like it.
I'm very fired up right now. I'm fired up for a couple of reasons.
I like it.
Number one, this whole notion that Josh Brown should have even played for the Giants this year is a damn joke. They knew about this from day one. I mean, even if you had half a brain, you knew that he should have been on the roster with all this stuff going on.
What happened with this? Because you didn't talk about it for a while, and
I didn't talk about it. He abused his ex-wife, and he
again?
He's done it a whole bunch of times. Again, yeah. See, when you say again, that's what bothers me. Like, how could he have not been suspended for like 6 games? He got 1 game suspension, and he shouldn't even be on the roster. And then they finally signed Robbie Gould, your ex-kicker. And, I mean,
you must be excited. Yes.
You know what? I don't understand. First, number two, there should not be football in London. Nobody gives a shit about London, all right? You know, give me a break. You think they really care about the NFL? This whole stupid idea of having football in London is the stupidest thing that ever existed. Grace. And Roger Goodell should be embarrassed and ashamed of himself. He wants to know why ratings are on the tube or the plummet. You know what? God, I wish this guy would just go away. I don't care how good he is for business. He fucking sucks. He sucks. All right. And this stupid London football, this Thursday night bullcrap with non-competitive games like the Bears and Packers last night and every other shit team that they put on is a joke. So that's number two. Okay. Number three. There is one thing that I am very fired up about, and that involves your baseball team. Cubs are trying to get to the World Series. They tried to do this before. This time, they have to do it, okay? They have to do it. I don't care if it's Clayton Kershaw on the mound. I don't care what they have to do. Do it. You got to make history. And then, in the most improbable World Series ever, Indians and Cubs, let's go. Get it done tomorrow, all right? That's number three. Number four, I am sick and tired of reading articles or seeing links like the New York Daily News saying, well, Josh Brown is proof that there's white privilege. You know, fuck you. Josh Brown is a good kicker. That's the only reason why he had a job. And I don't want to – Ray Rice sucked. Ray Rice was at the end of his career, and he was basically down on the tubes. And if he was still – if people still believed him, he would have had a job. So this has nothing to do with white and black agenda. So just get the fuck out of here already. Between the New York Times, between the Daily Kos, the Washington Post, the Huffington Post, they go fuck themselves. Go fuck yourself. Fucking libertards. Got a bunch of fucking shit. What a joke.
You
want
to talk about white?
Yeah, I am just so mad.
I know.
It's set up terrible. With everything, man. With the media, always have to ask questions. You know, Trump, did you do this? Did you do that? You know, fuck you. Fuck you, all right? Yeah, how come you're not asking Hillary questions? Oh, that's right. because you have to be politically correct because she's Hillary. But for 33,000 emails and her responsibility for Benghazi, give me a fucking break. This country is so half-assed backwards. It is a disgrace. This is
gross. I agree.
I wish I didn't live in this country. So there you go. It's all laid out on the table, folks. I laid everything out. And if you're too damn blind
to see
it,
anything that wasn't
if you're
true,
too damn blind to, if you're too damn blind to see it, then you know what? Take your friggin' labeling and just get the fuck out of here, okay? Get the fuck out of here, really. Just take it out of here. Take it out of here. I'm just so sick of it. Right. Now, how come nobody talks about the underprivileged or the poor or the black-on-black crime, which creates the problems in the poor neighborhoods? Oh, that's right. It doesn't fit your agenda. Fucking idiots. Joke. Really. I'm just so fed up with it. Yeah, I also another thing. Mayor de Blasio, he should be renamed Mayor de Blackio. He should just be thrown into, like, a gutter. Put him in the streets. Let's see him survive in Stapleton or on friggin' Jersey Street. Let's see how he does. Asshole.
I agree.
Or in Harlem. Or in the Bronx. Let's see how he does. I'm just sick of
These
it.
They're all good people, my friend. I agree.
You know what? You know, I'm just laying it on the table. I'm laying it on the table. You know, because I have to. So, you know, believe it or not, the NBA starts in a few days. Right after my brother with his REM sleep actually has a birthday, which is on, you know, I just realized something. You know whose birthday it is right now? It's Colin Kennedy's birthday. Colin Kennedy's birthday
really?
Today. Yes.
We got to get him on this show to celebrate.
Yeah. I mean, happy birthday, Colin. I mean, really. Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, seriously. Seriously. And we hope that he's doing very well. And is not worrying about his stupid ex, which proves why women are so weird and just dumb. Enough.
True.
Enough already. Enough. So I pretty much laid everything out there. What do you want to talk about? What is on your mind?
Let's talk about a little bit of everything. First of all, what's going on with the hockey?
Hockey, you know, the problem with hockey is that there's not a lot of games right now. So it's like, oh yeah, I mean, I think the Rangers finally play this weekend, I guess. They're 2-2. The Columbus Blue Jackets, who are coached by your favorite coach, John Tortorella, they won a hockey game tonight. Their first game of the season. This was only their third game. Explain to me how the Columbus Blue Jackets have only played three games. Win valuable prize. You know who they beat, though? They beat the Blackhawks. At home. Yeah. They beat the Blackhawks. So the Blackhawks lost to them. That was their first win. Pretty solid. So good job out of them. Tortorella's got this really hot shot rookie that nobody's talking about. His name is Zachary Werenski. He's a defenseman, right? A first-round pick. He's a first-round pick in 2015. He's 19 years old, and he has 2 goals and 2 assists in 3 games. He might challenge. He actually – I'm not saying he's going to win the Rookie of the Year because Austin Matthews is really good and so is Patrick Laine, but the Zachary Werenski is pretty damn good. So he's not going to screw him up. And then, but, of course, all these idiots who hate Tortorella will be like, he has to be fired. Give me a break. You know, just give me a – just shut up already. Shut the fuck up already. I've seen so many illogical things posted about Tortorella. It's his fault that Team USA sucked. Whatever. It's a fucking 3-game tournament, and they fucking lost. Get over it already, bunch of losers. You know, I'm in a foul mood right now. I just am. I'm just so tired
of it.
That's
okay. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't usually have this much fire, but I have fire right now.
I like you. I like you when you have
fire. You're the Cubs fan. Give me your feeling right now. Less than 24 hours away for a potential clincher. What is your feeling? How are you feeling about this?
I'd be pretty shocked if they lost this series.
Forget about that. How do you feel about Game 6?
I don't think they'll win Game 6, but
you
I'm
really
pretty
don't?
Sure they'll win. No.
You think they're going to win the Game 6, or you think they're going to lose?
I think they'll lose Game 6 and win Game 7.
Man, I'll tell you, if it comes down to Game 7, man, who knows what the fuck could happen. We've seen a lot of different things happen. I think Kala was trying to call in, or somebody was trying to call in, but then they just, like, disconnected themselves. I don't know. I talk to a lot of idiots during the day.
Yeah,
uneducated
I
people. So
yeah.
These are the people that the left, that the people that I used to support, don't talk about. When they say that jobs are good, they're lying through their teeth. They are lying through their teeth about it. Because everybody is looking for jobs. They're lying through their teeth.
Yeah, the economy is good if all you care about is stock prices, basically. And I don't know how many people stock prices really matter to be honest. I mean,
you have to be honest about it, you know? There has to be some honesty about it.
They can't be, though. If they're honest, then it's like it's Obama's fault, and they can't admit that.
You know what? Let's interrupt that thought. I think we finally have him. The birthday man is on the phone, birthday boy, whatever you want to call him. He is one of the greatest people on earth because he represents who he is. He is Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, are you with us?
Yes. Yes. Hello. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. I would have called earlier if I had known. Thank you. Are we all a little tipsy tonight?
You deserve it, man. You deserve it. We want to make this show a special show. Yeah, I said a lot of things in the first 10 minutes. I went off on a lot of things because I had to.
Good.
But you know what? Because I'm sick and tired of the liberal agenda and the liberal hypocrisy. But you know what? I'm also very pumped up for tomorrow's baseball game. Also very pumped up for a potential Indians-Cubs World Series. I'm very excited about a lot of things, so including JTG's favorite topic, the NBA. But we're here to celebrate your birthday. And we need to get somebody else on the line so we can celebrate birthdays and have a birthday bash. We're hoping JNF will be part of the show. We are live for another 10, 11 minutes with overtime. But Colin Kaepernick, happy birthday.
Yes, thank you very much. I will try to enjoy it.
You should. Should enjoy it. Could watch some, I don't know what your plan tomorrow is, but whatever it is.
I'll probably end up getting drunk somewhere and watching the game. And, if you're doing another show tomorrow night, I'll on a JNF birthday bash, perhaps. I'll be a part of that.
Well, there will be a show.
Be good and liquor
it
up.
There will be a show. I can promise you that. That is a guarantee. There will be a show. Wherever JNF is, if he wants to be part of it, he can be part of it. But yes, there will be a show. Oh, by the way, a little bit of news for you guys. Do you know that our tap out show? We got 8 listens for our tap out show. Did the podcast to listen to the tap out show where we did all the taps. Oh, man. The taps. The tap out show was successful. Yes.
I would say it was. I thought it was very successful.
I'm about ready to tap out also. man. Now you have some of your own JPG, don't you?
What?
You have some news of your own, don't you, JPJ?
Some news of my own? I didn't know I did. What is my news?
You do. You do.
Okay,
you revealed something today. Surprised that you haven't gotten back to it.
I revealed something today. What did I reveal?
You revealed something. Yes, you did.
I did. What did I reveal?
You made a discovery today about something.
Give me a hint.
What did you discover?
What did I discover? Now I'm curious.
What did he discover, Derek? Yeah.
You made a discovery on Facebook. You made a discovery on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I think I know what he's talking about.
What?
Yes, you did. Was it a discovery?
I think we figured it out.
Yeah, of course, JPG's drunk.
Oh,
JPG,
he's always the last to know.
Can't remember anything.
Yeah, so I logged into Facebook for the first time in like a couple weeks, and I have this app that like blocks ads and stuff. And one of the added features is that it does like a little overlay to say if any of my friends have unfriended me recently. And so I'm looking at this list, and you know, it's like some girl's name that I don't really recognize. So I think I've probably met her like once in my life. And then underneath that, it's like a couple people I went to high school with that added me as a friend back when Facebook was really new, but I wasn't really friends with them in high school, and I don't talk to them now. And, so it's, you know, it's normal. And then I get to the bottom of the list, alphabetical, and I see Daniel Wheeler.
Oh, must have been heartbreaking.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
Dan Wheeler is a special person.
I was a regular Eugene crying into my chair.
What is the deal with Daniel Wheeler? That's what we want to know.
I thought this would be the time of year you Cubs fans unite. And
yeah, well, I can't unite with him because he's not a Cubs fan, but that's kind of beyond the point. Yeah, so Dan unfriended me after not speaking to me for like 2.5 months because I wouldn't send him like $1,000.
Oh, you know, Dan's very interesting. A very bizarre character.
You know, like, it was just fucked up, man.
Did he really ask you for $1,000?
Yeah, he did.
Of course he would.
Wow.
He's Dan Wheeler. Wheeler.
I mean, like, if Derek was, like, visiting Russia and I found out that he was in, like, a Siberian prison and the only way to get him out was to, like, wire $1,000, then, yeah, I would do that. But no, Dan Wheeler, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you.
That could become a reality. Come on, that's a Siberian person.
Trust me, dude. I anticipate getting a phone call one day after you piss off some people, being like, yeah, it's time to pay up to get D-Flex released, and I will wire you the money to get you out.
Well, of course.
But,
I mean, isn't that what it's all about, the struggle to survive?
The struggle. Well, you have white privilege, so it'll probably be your privilege to be locked up somewhere. But.
Yes. It's my privilege to talk to people that don't speak our language, that hang up the phone, that act very weird on the phone and bizarre, and don't say anything. It's my privilege. It is a privilege to get cursed out by old British geezers. And
old wankers.
Wankers with racist thoughts about America, even though they live in our country. Very interesting. Very interesting experience. Gentlemen, are you pumped for the start of the National Basketball Association, the greatest league ever?
Yeah, it's cool, I guess.
Ready for the Atlanta Hawks, man, to take everybody by surprise and win the NBA championship?
Definitely not.
Well,
don't see
Dwight
that
Howard. Happen. Don't you don't?
I don't think Dwight Howard's capable of leading anybody to the finals. Not anymore.
Hey, at least
he had
at
his
least
opportunity.
At least they still have that cool, like, I don't know, the cool French dude with the blonde hair, blonde streak or whatever. That's just starting point guard.
Oh yeah, Schroeder. Yeah.
And they got rid of Jeff Teague, the overrated Jeff Teague. So, JPG, are you ready for the Bulls to make their stand, your final stand?
I watched a little bit of the Bulls preseason game.
Who'd they play?
Like, a few days ago. I don't even remember
okay.
who they were playing. And they looked
right.
terrible. They have no one that can shoot in their starting lineup. It's just a disaster.
They have guys that can shoot the ball. Don't they? Didn't they just make a trade for Michael Carter Williams? They traded for Michael Carter Williams. Did you see that?
Oh, that was an interesting what are they move. Doing? Why are they doing this?
Michael Carter Williams, this could be a big assist for you, for your rules.
Michael
no.
Carter Williams is a good player to add to a team that already has a lot of shooting.
Well, this could be true. That could be very true. You know, that you might be right about. So who is it going to be this year? Is it going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers again with LeBron James leading everybody?
Wait, what's that?
Is it going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers again with LeBron James?
I think as long as they stay healthy, they're just about a lock to make the finals again.
Derek Felix is going to make another pick, of course. Because he'll never pick LeBron James. This year, Derek is going with the Boston Celtics to beat the LeBron Jameses in the second round.
You know what, Derek? I will root with you for that to happen this year. Because you know what? Like, go fuck yourself with your stupid political endorsements. You know, like. When I want advice on how to use the word myself improperly, which he always does, I'll go to LeBron James. But when I want to know, I don't give a goddamn what you think.
You know what? This is what I've been trying to tell you for a long time. And speaking of that,
no,
we have a guest.
It's not.
We have a guest. A guest that has a birthday coming up also. Beating the clock and joining us for Colin's birthday bash. He is. By blood relation, my brother, JNF, Justin, JNF, Felix. Gadget.
Hey, what's up?
You're up. You're next. What's
Happy birthday,
on?
Colin.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
It's good to
no
hear
problem.
You, buddy. Are you
no
all
problem.
Right?
I'm fine.
We worry about you. We don't know how you're being treated.
Whoa, what's going on?
We were worried you were trapped in the closet again.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Well,
I wind up
back in the closet many times. So what were you guys discussing?
LeBron James? I don't know. Oh,
yeah, LeBron James endorsing Hillary. And then also saying that he had no idea what locker room talk was in reference to Trump. You know, like, I bet you that there's audio out there of him using myself improperly while also saying bad things about women. So
he's such a fraud, man. This is what I've been trying to tell you forever about him.
I never denied that he was a fraud.
Well, there's nothing else to say then. We just agree, and I'm not even going to bother going even further because there's no point. There isn't any point. I try, you know, I always try to, you know, if we're not going to argue, then there's no point. So there's no argument here.
He's a fraud.
Jada.
I mean, he's a fraud.
Jada.
Yeah?
Have you been watching the World Series?
Here and there.
Have you actually watched
the World Series?
Any of
the innings? The World Series isn't even on yet.
Oh, I bet the at LCS.
Yeah, here and there.
How dare you, JNF?
JNF.
What?
JNF has been very odd lately.
You must watch.
JNF does not watch anything except for hockey, actually, when it comes to sports.
JNF and I had a long conversation about hockey earlier today.
Oh, brother. What was that conversation like? Or should I, do I want to know?
It was just a friendly conversation. We talked about Las Vegas hockey. We talked about AV. We talked about the Ratman.
The Ratman got a win tonight.
Well, we didn't talk about that because we didn't know it at the time. So. But, yeah, it was good.
Nope. So, well, how did that come to be, gentlemen?
I called them up.
Yeah, call.
And then, wow, and you picked up your phone. Interesting.
Oh, I always pick up my phone. You're confusing me with Brian. Don't call me. I'll call you, Sanborn.
Brian David?
The only time I don't pick up my phone is if I'm asleep or I accidentally have silent.
Brian David is a very odd character.
Yeah,
are we in overtime?
Brian David.
We are in overtime.
Oh, okay.
JNF,
yeah.
Did you make Colin an Ahmed Johnson birthday card?
No, I would never do that to him.
I was looking
forward
to it.
He's looking forward to it.
Do you agree with me, Justin, about London football is the worst thing to ever happen to the NFL?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Actually, it's right up there with Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football is the most unwatchable thing I've ever seen.
But we need more. The football should be played on every day of the week and every day of the year. Don't you know this?
They're killing football. They are really killing football. Yeah? They're killing football. Does that make you happy, JPG?
I don't think JPG
I mean,
really
football's
cares.
Been dead to me for a while now. So them killing it is kind of like beating the proverbial dead horse, right?
What would happen if the Chicago Bears actually became good again?
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like the fact that like all these women pretend to be football experts. I don't like listening to Trey go. I don't like all the idiot former athletes that cover the game. I don't like any of it. No, I'm done. I retire. I retire forever. Only if Jake Super Bowl will I return. And only then to torment Derek.
Only if what?
Only to torment Derek if Jay Cutler wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Because then he'll be halfway to Eli Manning.
He'll be halfway.
Yeah.
Alicia? Oh, feck. I was fired up before. I was pretty fired up. Now I'm just I was going off on the liberals and stupid New York Daily News and all these stupid fucking liberal papers that are going after Trump and never say anything about Hillary. God, a bunch of, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Right?
It's all a bunch of crap. Hey, the Philippines left the United States. Good.
Yeah.
Good for the...
That sound heard was no one caring.
Yeah.
Well,
what exactly did we lose?
We lost something. We lost a country that used to be like us. I don't know, that liked and admired the United States.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot recently in this presidency.
Gee, I wonder why. But I thought we were such a diplomatic presidency.
Well,
sick.
What did we lose? I'm sorry. I'm lost.
The Philippines?
The Philippines?
The Philippines has broken up with the United States. Should we play? God, I wish I had something that I could play taps with, but I'm downstairs right now.
What do you mean they broke it up with them?
They broke up with the United States.
I mean, was there ever really a relationship there, or?
They've been like a. They used to be sort of like. Do you know what Guam is?
What was that again? Do I know what?
Guam. It's like this island in the Pacific Ocean, way far away, that's sort of like a U.S. territory.
Ooh,
sort of like what
systems.
The Virgin Islands are, or like, not Puerto Rico's got a little more standing, but sort of like what Puerto Rico is, too.
Ooh, the territory systems. I love this.
Yeah, so the Philippines used to be like that, but it hasn't been in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Color me uninterested.
Mm. Oh man, I am ready to make my vote. Are you ready to make your vote, gentlemen?
I've been ready for a while. I don't think it'll matter, but I will do it.
I've been holding out. I have a surprise. Prize in store for November 8th. Does the days count down? Surprise is coming. Yes, folks. A surprise.
A swerve.
14 days.
It's a swerve. He's shooting. He's shooting.
14 days. 14 days.
Shooting.
14 days. That's the magic number. 14. Oh, fick. You will find out somehow. There's only one way. There's only one way to do this. It will be a special write-in vote by Derek Fox Felix. Special write-in vote. JPG?
I think.
Figured it out yet?
I haven't figured it out.
I have. Brian Sanborn.
Oh, not Brian David.
It's not going to be Brian David, though.
It's going to be Father Felix.
Nope. Has nothing to do with anybody in the chat room.
Oh, I know who it is.
Well, if you do.
Andrew
Felix?
Hank Quarrel. HQ. HQ Hank.
Oh yeah,
Hank Quarello. Yeah, that's who we need.
Tim McKenna Majors.
This will be a write-in of biblical proportions.
Sousa.
Nate Sousa's sister.
Oh, is it?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
It's gonna be Rob Davis.
Rob Retirement Davis. Retirement Davis.
Rob the political post, Davis.
Retirement Rob.
I sent JPG a very funny picture earlier today.
Oh, did you? What was this?
Yeah. See them being communists?
They are communists. They have they employ Ed Cooper.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
Actually, if you could describe that picture to Derek real quick, JPG, how would you describe it?
It was a picture of a news anchor with a gun to his head being told that he had to say nice things about Hillary.
You know what? Honestly, I can't think of anything nice to say about her.
There isn't anything to say about her. That's good. Like, I've tried to be impartial. It's just impossible. There's literally nothing good about her.
I just thought of something good to say about her. She didn't give a fuck that she got cheated on a whole bunch of times by her husband. Stay with him.
I don't know if that's something romantic.
Isn't it romantic? Did they share like a strawberry shortcake? Or not? Chocolate decadence. Oh, wait, we can't have chocolate decadence anymore because it's black. I forgot. They might.
Actually, Brian would approve of that word, decadence.
He would. No, I like chocolate decadence cake.
It's pretty close to succulent.
I used to really like chocolate cake. Now, I don't know if I could have chocolate cake anymore. I'm having problems here, guys. What should I do? Chocolate decadence. JNF.
Yes.
Tomorrow at midnight is your birthday.
Oh, God. I know that.
We are going to do a show if you're around. You could be part of it.
I don't know.
But
I'm no
you
selling,
might be...
brother.
Oh, boy. You're no selling? You got a no sell like Jerry Reese no sold not releasing Josh Brown? Or improving our offensive line? JPG. Vegas, G.
Vegas.
Is tonight the night that the Chicago Cubs quit?
Yeah, me and JBG talked about this before, too. But
I think they'll lose game six.
Don't lose game six.
Yeah, you don't
I'm
want
begging
to lose
you
game
not
six.
To. I'm begging you not to lose game six. You know what you should do? Rent Joe Girardi for this game, and I guarantee you he'll get an RBI triple and put the Cubs ahead for good 2-1, and you'll win in six. He's a former Cub. Well, our show is dead. Does anybody have any final words of wisdom? There are no words.
There are no
silence.
Words.
I have one thing to say.